FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to food stylist and private chef Amare Fakur, who in lockdown busied herself by producing a dream cookbook. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jenny, for inviting me.
Well, we're going to talk about staying hot and healthy. Your recipe book is called Food That Loves You Back. Tell me a little bit about it.
Food That Loves You Back is really sort of the end of the loop of a journey that I went through as a model, struggling with keeping healthy, having a good relationship with food, and really understanding how food can be beneficial and not against me. So that's how the title came about, Food Actually Does Love Me Back. And that the book was a journey of sort of completing that circle for me.
Well, it's a beautiful, glorious riot of flavors and colors that celebrate plant-based ingredients. And I love the way you divided the chapters into what I call sibling vegetables and ingredients. Plus, you've got that great chapter on breads and bakes. What's your favorite part of the book?
Yeah, the chapters was really my favorite way to assemble it, because the way I went about it is I was at a day or a week, I would be so inspired by one vegetable in a sort of a seasonal way or a craving for a specific vegetable. And I would just sort of become obsessed with that one vegetable and write about it, cook with it, photograph it, try out new recipes. And that's sort of how the chapters also came about, is a semi-obsession with vegetables and the colors thereof. And assembling that in that way.
Well, I understand that completely, because it's a little bit like going to the market and you suddenly see that a new seasonal vegetable has made its debut and you think, oh, well, that's all I want to cook with that week. So it's really nice to have a book like yours to delve into, and you can find two or three around one ingredient. But have you got a particular favorite part of the book?
Yes, yes. I always say my spirit vegetable is butternut, and the pumpkin family. Like, people have their spirit animals, I have spirit vegetables. So the butternut squash category is really sort of what I love, and it is almost tied to my Afrikaans heritage. You know how we cook with pumpkin cookies and pumpkin tarts, and sort of slightly, in my book, a healthy sweetened pumpkin recipes, and also garnished with ingredients that are local to South Africa. So I really tied in how South Africans have been using squashes, but try to healthify that.
Well, it's also such a beautiful looking vegetable. We know it's really good for us, but that color just lifts a plate, so you can do so much with it. And tell me about your breads and your bakes. You also had a great chapter on breads and bakes, sweet and savory. Anything special there that you'd like to make mention of?
Yes, I have quite a big sweet tooth, and I've never been able to shake that. Even always trying to stay healthy, stay fit, and feel good, and also address that relationship that I had with food, I couldn't shake my craving sort of for sweetness. And also baking is super therapeutic for me. So I wanted to go about the baking section to see what ingredients I was inspired by that are healthy that I could possibly bake with. So people will often see a date and olive oil chocolate cake, or a sort of a rich pastry that they can use for pies that is enriched with olive oil as well. I'm trying to think, my other craving always is peanut butter, so I have a lovely peanut butter and chickpea cookie in there. So still baking, still therapeutic, but I really try to see how I can almost make it guilt-free. So that was the inspiration for the baking section.
I love the almost guilt-free. That sounds perfect. But they all look wonderful.
Will baking ever be entirely guilt-free?
No, but it's fun, and we need to have more fun. So thank you for sharing that inspiration with us today. And tell us, where can we get your book?
My books are available in most major bookstores, so Exclusive Books, also Bargain Books, Woolworths, Poetry, and then online, Loot, Take a Lot, and my personal website is foodthatlovesyoubackcom.co.za. There I share a lot of recipes and also do Food That Loves You Back products.
Good.
So, yeah, all those areas.
Well, go and have a look at that too. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
That was food stylist and private chef Amaraya Fakul sharing inspiration from her latest recipe book. For mouth-watering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.